Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
What's up, pet pals? Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, among the favorite two words dogs adore, come on, you know what they are, road trip! But how can you make sure that trip is both fun and safe? For answers, we're going to go straight to the top. That's because our special guest today is the new president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. So please join me in giving pause and applause to Dr. Jen Quammen. Welcome, welcome, Dr. Jen.
Thank you so much. Super happy to be here with you, Arden, and hello to all of your listeners.
So folks, those that are on the podcast, I want you to know that she's basically in like surgical scrubs. She's at a hospital in Arizona. This is the AVMA president, and this is the association worldwide that has over 111,000 veterinarians, and she is based in Kentucky. What the heck are you doing in Arizona? I'm very curious.
Yeah, great question. So my regular life as a clinician, so I'm a 2011 graduate from The Ohio State University in my veterinary school. And what I do for my clinical work, I do clinical work about half time in practice. And I am a relief veterinarian, which means that I fill in for other vets. And so generally speaking, I might be covering if someone is on a maternity or paternity leave or a vacation, something of that nature. And so today I happen to be finding myself at a really awesome practice in Arizona. And I am here for the week, and it's a really awesome team and a fun place. But no day, no week, no month is the same for me clinically. And I tell clients all the time, I'm a doctor every day. I just might not be a doctor in this particular building every single day.
And what areas can you be a relief vet for? So is there specialty areas?
Yeah, it's a great question. So veterinary medicine is much akin to human medicine, that you have to have a license for each jurisdiction that you practice in. And so I have more than 5, but less than 50, I guess I'll say, licenses. But my particular area of interest, I mostly do surgery and dentistry. And so mostly dog and cat work. And this practice, I'm also seeing some outpatient appointments, but it depends on what the practice's needs are. But I would say 80%+ of my time, you will find me with patients kind of in the surgical suite is the place that I consider most home.
So being down in the mouth is a good, healthy decision for you, right?
Indeed, indeed.
And I'm just laughing because there's people coming into this place in Arizona having no clue that you're the president of the AVMA, right? That's pretty kind of cool.
Absolutely. A yes, and. So thank you. It's a really wonderful opportunity to serve in this way for my profession and the association. Of course, one of the roles as president is to help educate the general public. Yeah. So you are helping to facilitate that for me. So thank you on behalf of our association. But also, regardless of me having this title, I'm Dr. Jen. I'm still Jen. I'm walking in the room. I'm telling the same bad jokes no matter where I'm at. I love a pun. I love a dad joke. I'm here for it all. And so I hope clients will welcome me whether or not they know that this is one of the roles that I have.
You shouldn't have said that because I am the same ilk. Do you know why they even call them dad jokes, Dr. Jen?
No, and actually I want to know about this because I want to make them parent jokes.
Yeah, well, you almost said the word because they are a parent.
Good job.
Look what I have.
I see that. It's great.
It is a book of dad jokes. There you go. All right. From one dad joke chick to another, let's get this party started. You know, road trip, we talked about that. We're going to find out some tips and ways to keep our pets safe after we take this quick break. So you all know the drill. We got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Old Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am delighted and honored to have on our show Dr. Jen Quammen. She is the new president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. She does relief veterinary medicine. She does other things. Her heart beats pet. She's in it for it. People are wanting to take a trip with their pets, and we want to do it smartly and safely. Let's get to some of the things that we should do on the front end. We're going to talk road trip for 200, please, Dr. Jen.
Great.
What would be some things that you think we all need to do if we're taking our dogs or our well-traveled kitties? I've got a cat that's been to 18 states, so.
That's amazing. I think the first few things you'll want to consider is this the right thing to do for you, your family, and that includes this pet, right?
Yes.
Some animals do not love the process of travel, and so we may want to think about if that's the right choice for them. As much as we selfishly and I selfishly want my dog with me every minute of the day, we also want to zoom back out and say, is it the right thing for them? You're going to want to make sure that wherever you're going on this road trip, if we're going to zoom in on that, is pet friendly. So if you're going to stay somewhere, do they allow pets to be there? Sometimes there are size restrictions associated with that. And always plan for the unplanned. So if you think you're on a 5-day trip, maybe have enough supplies, and that might include food and medications and beds and toys for at least twice that long, because the unpredictable things definitely happen to us all.
Yeah, and it is kind of tough to smuggle in a Great Dane. Right?
It is. And as a, you didn't know this, but as a longtime Great Dane lover and owner over the years, they are not the most small dogs in the world. And so it can be a little bit hard to kind of sneak them in. And to your point, whether it's a cat, a dog, I see people travel with birds, ferrets, lizards, snakes. I mean, it takes all kinds. I have seen people packing an alpaca in their van. And so you just never know what people are bringing along for the ride.
Can you share one of your favorite road trips with your pets, past or present?
Yeah, I would love to. So a number of years ago, we actually took both of our current pets, and I have a little bit older pets right now. So this was a number of years ago, but my partner and I went down to one of the state parks in Kentucky. So it was a multi-hour car ride, but we had one of the little cabins where we could stay. If memory serves, it was 4th of July weekend, but we had the dog and we had the cat with us. They're both harness trained.
And say their name, because they're going to hear the show.
Yeah, for sure. My dog is named Cece. She is the boss of the world. And whether or not she's my dog, I'm her person, if you know what I mean. And our cat is named Pete. And he's just the sweetest, most gentle little soul that ever was. And the two of them together are quite the pair. But yeah, so we road tripped, Ryan and I road tripped down to Pennyryle State Park, which is a number of hour car trip for us. We packed all their items. We also got a whole bunch of groceries, including s'mores supplies, because always important if you're going to be in that sort of scenario. And we just had a great time. We could go out in the morning and take some walks on areas in the park with the animals, but then also it was just nice to be able to have them with us and not have to kennel them for that long weekend. So it was a really fun time.
So what's their favorite music in the car? What gets them to sleep and not bark?
Well, that's a great question. So Cece is now at the point that she doesn't hear so much anymore.
Okay.
But I think she's probably akin to me, meaning I have a pretty eclectic sense. I don't love really, really twangy country. Bluegrass is hard for me. And I know I am from Kentucky. I'm sorry, my fellow Kentuckians. That one's a tough one for me. But we love a good rock or a good pop to kind of get us down the road for sure.
The cabin itself. So you're bringing in Cece the dog and Pete the cat. How are you bringing them in? And what's a tip you can share as you walk in a new environment and you just got them out of the car?
Yep. So I would back up and say, even before you get them out of the car, the cat in particular,
in a carrier, right? Like this is the safest place for him because you open that door and they are quick little creatures and they can be out in a light. So before we even got out of the car, Cat is in the carrier. He's accustomed to riding in there fairly well. Dog is in a harness and on a leash. And that is the scenario that we do for ours. And I think works for a lot of folks as well. We think our pets are going to come when we call them. We think they've got them recall trained. But boy, if there is a scary sound, a scary smell, or an interesting smell that they bolt off for, particularly in an unfamiliar place, I would hate for them to get out and not be able to be controlled or find their way back to us and they get lost. So that is something we want to avoid. So carrier for the cat and leash and harness for the dog was my method, which I think is great for a lot of folks to consider as well.
The ID and the microchip for $200.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is a $600 question, Alex, but
now it is.
My best identification that I want on pets is always the microchip. And the microchip is a little implant. It's about the size of a grain of rice that we put under the skin. They work often throughout the entire lifetime of the pet. There is a day every year we call Check the Chip Day where you should go in and make sure that chip is working.
When is that normally? Do you remember?
August 15 is Check the Chip Day every year. So coming up soon. And so I would love for folks to always have that checked because sometimes those chips don't function over time. The other thing that can happen is that you move and you change address or phone number and we forget to update that with the microchip company. And so it's your responsibility as a pet owner to make sure that that is happening. Veterinarians are not the ones notifying the microchip company. We can give you the information on how to contact them, but that's really our job as pet owners is to make sure that's up to date. If you don't have a microchip placed, then you definitely want to have identification, including their name, a phone number to reach you. Yeah. All of those technologies are important because as of now, those microchips do not have GPS technologies.
Okay. And then creature comforts in a car, van, truck, whatever. I took my cat Casey from Dallas, Texas to Virginia to participate in the Virginia Cat Festival. We drove with my sister, road trip, and we found a really cool carrier that fits over the headrest. So he had it long across from the back seat. And then one end was his litter box, his bathroom. It was like a cat suite. And the other was his bed and everything. And then under it, we put the suitcases. So he was up elevated so he could see outside. But I mean, that was traveling in style.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he would say like, are we almost there yet? But no, he's really good. So what's some things to make the ride comfortable, especially for little dogs that may not be able to see out the window?
Yeah, I think I love this idea of providing a place for them to be secure. And so little dogs, they can have a carrier they sit in. There are car safe carriers that they can sit in, which you can elevate as well if you'd like. Some of them will actually buckle into the seatbelt as well. There are also harnesses that are specifically meant to buckle into the seatbelt. That's important. If they have a blanket, a toy, a bed that they love, maybe bring that along either for the car ride and or to transition to wherever you're going to stay with them. Do they have a toy they love, right? That's important to have as a comfort item. That is, I think, the bare minimum. And then thinking about those opportunities for them to take more breaks than you think might be necessary. You know, you might have folks that can go 6 or 8 hours, 4 to 6.
Yeah, those are called Kegel champs. Yeah.
That's not me. That is not me. So I think we want to go every 2 to 4 hours. We want to give those guys a break, particularly if they're not accustomed to long rides. I would really encourage people not to go from 0 to 8 hours. Try a small trip first, 30 minutes, 20 minutes. We want to make this positive experience. We want to find out, does that animal get motion sickness? Do they get anxiety about riding in the car? Those are all things you want to know and you want to address with your home veterinarian before you ever try to make that long trip.
So you need to go to the baño. And it says in big letters, no pets. And it's Texas, where it's 108 today. What do you do to go to the bathroom, but you're worried about leaving the pets in the car?
Yeah, so I do not want folks leaving pets in the cars unattended. I'm hoping for a lot of these scenarios, you are road tripping with a friend, whether you are in the same car or if you're doing back to back, you know, a car and a truck, something like that. Give yourself the opportunity to communicate and take those breaks together. If you have multiple animals, someone can stay with one in the car while you relieve the other one. You're sort of like,
yes,
everybody gets a turn, if that makes sense. I want to make sure if you're in those really hot or if you're in the wintertime, you're doing holiday travel and it's really cold, I want to make sure you're thinking about that. So ice on feet, hot pavement on feet. If it is too hot or too cold for your bare hands to be on, it is probably too hot or too cold for those animals' pads to be on as well. And so grass and shade are preferable to blacktop and concrete. And again, if you're thinking rest stops or place like that you're stopping, please, please, please make sure those animals are restrained at all time, meaning a leash, a collar, or a harness, because I
like harnesses. Yeah. Yeah.
I see so many folks that have their dogs in collars that are ill fitted. And so if that dog pulls back, they can pop right out of that collar and then they are gone. And so nothing scares me more than somebody trying to get in and out of the clinic with a pet or in and out on the side of the road. We certainly don't want those animals loose and running free where they could be injured or gone forever.
And with the dogs and the cats that you restrain, sometimes for a rest stop, you know, on a highway, I have my cat in a carrier, or one of my dogs is in a carrier or in a stroller. And if somebody says anything, I say, no fur or paws are touching the floor of this bathroom. I have to go and I want to keep my pet safe. I've never had an issue then.
I love that. And I, again, thinking about the size, you're probably not going to do that as easily with a Great Dane.
I can't do it with your Great Dane, no.
Yeah, hard to put a Dane in a papoose and like snuggle them in. That's a little bit more challenging. But I do think you can think about the ways that make the most sense for them. There are a lot more folks that are accustomed to us traveling with pets. But you've got to also realize, as a person, there are humans that are allergic to animals. There are humans that are very afraid of animals. And so, you know, not everybody has the sense to know how to like meet and greet an animal. And so, you know, as humans, we want to walk in and reach over and handshake one another, but reaching over to pat that dog, especially if they're nervous, that can be a very frightening experience if they're a little bit nervous. So taking the cues from those owners, and as much as we want to cuddle and snuggle them, like, we don't want to escalate the fear for any of those animals either.
All right. We're getting great advice from the AVMA president, Dr. Jen Quammen, on road trips. We're going to dive in a little bit more. We got to take a quick break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. OBehave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We're animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walton. I hope you're going to tune in and listen to OBehave on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore, because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBehave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Dr. Jen's in the house. She's the top dog of the AVMA, the coolest cat. I don't know what other title you have, but
lead horse.
Yeah, you got them all. So we now are getting ready to go to that cabin, maybe with Cece and Pete, or we're going to check into a pet welcoming hotel. Give us some safety advice so that we can make this a good, safe entrance and stay.
Yeah. So just like we've mentioned, kind of getting it out of the car, the situation is no different here. We want to make sure those animals are properly controlled. Just holding your cat is not a safe enough place, or your little dog, right? Like, they will be gone, again, in a second. So into the carrier and close that carrier. Even if they are meowing a little bit, like, we want them confined until we are in that room, into that place, and the doors and the windows are closed, because we don't want them bouncing out.
Yeah. So don't you check the room, right?
Correct. Yep. And you might want to think about, where are the situations that I'm going to set up? Again, that litter box, the food and the water dishes. Cats, I like to say, are very smart comparatively to some dogs, in that they like their bathroom and their kitchen to be in separate places. So litter box a little bit apart from the food and water. They could be in the same room still, but not stacked right up against each other. Cats have a little bit more discerning taste, I think, about that. And same with the dogs, making sure they know where the water is, they've seen it. Again, giving them that comfort item. And once you get them in, try to do some snacks or some treats, but don't be overly enthusiastic that you're going to do a big hike, a big activity right away. Give them some time for their nervous system and their nerves to kind of come down after they've been through a big trip.
Let's talk about water. I never give my pets anything but bottled water whenever we're traveling for my pet first aid classes, my behavior classes, because they come with me to teach. I'm a fear-free speaker. So why is it maybe good to not just get water from the tap?
Well, I mean, I think there's always some considerations there of, like, is the water safe? And I think in most situations, it probably is safe, and you're going to want to keep some bottled water on hand anyway. We talked earlier about what if plans don't go according to plans and you get stranded somewhere. You want to have bottled water and things available with you on the trip. There are also some waterers and some like carrier dishes that like you can screw the bottle directly into and then they kind of like open up and there's like a little dish in them. And so getting your pet accustomed to those things can be a little bit interesting for them as well. Some dogs won't drink a lot. Maybe they'll take a little bit of ice chips or something to just make sure we're keeping them hydrated. They should be urinating at least twice a day. And if they're not, we might not be doing enough to keep them hydrated. So anything we can do to help encourage drinking if they're reluctant to eat. The other thing you could consider is like, maybe we need to moisten the food a little bit, add a little water to it to just try to kind of cheat a little bit to get some extra water into their system. Because although food and treats are important, it is much, much more paramount for all of us, the people included, that we are keeping our hydration level up, particularly in those new and different environments.
Now you're on the trip with two-leggers, three-leggers, or four-leggers. And the two-leggers want to go to someplace that isn't pet welcoming just for an afternoon or something. What's your advice about maybe pet sitters or other groups that could be helping you while you get to go do something three, four hours apart from your dogs or cats?
Great question. So if you're doing this somewhere local from home, or if you're out and away and you're thinking like a short trip from that, you definitely can find pet sitters. You can find folks that will come in and stay with them for just short periods of time, or letting them have those restroom breaks. Maybe you have a family member, or if it's summertime and you have kids on your block, maybe you have a junior high or high school kid that needs a little task for the afternoon.
Who might be a future veterinarian.
Correct. Yep. Most of us as veterinarians make that decision in elementary school. So just keep that in mind that people are really thinking about that very early in life. It's a great way for them to learn a little bit of responsibility, but you might trial that while you're still home. But I would say if you are going to be a couple hours away from home and planning to go in somewhere, I do not want folks leaving those pets in the car. That's probably the biggest tip that I would say.
Thank you.
Is like they might be much safer and better off left at home, even if they're a little anxious, than if they were to be in the car, because the temperatures in those cars can rise even on a 70-ish degree day where we're like, oh yeah, it's fine. You close the car and those windows are up and things can go up by 20 and 30 degrees in 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes.
That's so scary. That's scary.
Very unsafe very quickly. Yep.
So I know we're getting ready to wrap this up because you're going to get back to working as a relief veterinarian, but I ask every guest on my show this question. What is a pet superpower you wish you had and why?
Wow, that is a great question. I don't know if I have this superpower, but I think I'm pretty good at it. What I love, and I'm gonna bias this towards dogs. I think cats may be a bit this way too, but what I love about dogs is that they live in the moment. They are not worried about tomorrow. They are not fretting about yesterday. They are experiencing the here and now. As humans, we are really notorious for thinking about something that happened days ago or worrying about something that's yet to come. And so I would love for me, I think that's the superpower I have a little bit of, but could always fine tune, of like really being in the here and now, being present for the journey and the opportunity that's in front of me right now.
Excellent. Dogs are giving you pause and applause for that one. Dr. Jen Qualman, how do people find more about you and the AVMA?
Well, I would certainly direct people to look towards the AVMA, so the American Veterinary Medical Association. You can find lots of things, pet safe tips at avma.org, O-R-G. You can Google my name as well. And trust me, you will find probably more video and media content than your heart ever desired.
Well, you survived being on the OBehave show. What do you think, Dr. Jen?
Well, had a great time. I don't know if you have feedback for me, but I feel like I need to get to Final Jeopardy to really know if I've gotten through the whole episode or not.
I think even in a form of a question, you nailed it. Hey, everybody. I also at this time want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. OBehave, humbly, you're tuned into, is the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet. We've been on the air since 07. And when I'm not doing this behind the microphone, I am a master certified pet first aid and CPR instructor. And I teach pet parents, pet professionals, and first responders, all in a veterinary approved program all over the world. So I can't do it without my four-legger partners, pet safety cat Casey, the busiest safety cat on the planet, plus pet safety dogs Kona and Nova Six Toes. So check out Pet First Aid for you And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.